Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
UK Labour leader Keir Starmer has been mocked for saying that he won't work past 6 p.m. on Fridays. He wants his weekend. He wants his family time. Critics have dubbed him Sir Sleepy and have suggested that he'll be a part-time prime minister if he is successful in the UK election taking place this Thursday. He was speaking with Chris Evans on Virgin Radio UK. He said he likes to protect family time. Have a listen to this.
We've had a strategy in place, we'll try and keep to it, which is to carve out really protected time for the kids. So on a Friday, I've been doing this for years, I will not do a work-related thing after 6 o'clock, pretty well come what may. Yeah. Now, there are a few exceptions, but that's what we do. My son goes kickboxing, so I often take him there, and my daughter goes swimming and cheerleading now. I've been to see her in cheerleading competitions.
So you're going to ring fence that.
So we're going to yeah, and I want to. One, because I'm a dad and I love them. They're my pride and joy, and I don't want to lose that time. Two, I don't believe in the theory that you're a better decision maker if you don't allow yourself the space to be a dad and to have fun for your kids. Actually, it helps me. It takes me away from the pressure. It relaxes me. And I think, actually, you know, not only is it what I want to do as a dad, it is better. At this politics, some people think if you fill your diary 24/7 and don't do anything else, that makes you a much better decision maker. Yeah. I don't agree with that. I think you've got to make space.
Is he wrong? Can he have a work-life balance when you have a job like that? Is it in the best interests of the country? Or does it make for a more rounded figurehead, a family man, a role model? I was asking Ivan this earlier on. Ivan Yates, obviously former government minister, and he went, absolutely never going to work. You cannot switch off at 6 o'clock on a Friday when you have a job like that. And we see Simon Harris, our own Taoiseach, and he could be dotted all over the country over a weekend. And he is a man with a wife and a young family at home. So very interested to hear your thoughts on this. I think it's a ballsy call that he's come out and said this. Carl is on the line in Monaghan. Carl, is Keir Starmer right to make this call?
100%, yeah. I think, unfortunately for the Prime Minister, whenever he took the job, he knew the responsibilities, and it's 24/7. It's not to take a break on a Friday, Saturday. It's 24/7. You're responsible for millions of people and the decisions you're making for them. So he knew what he was getting. He knew what he was getting in there.
So you think he should be on call? Available.
He should be available 24/7. Unfortunately for the Prime Minister, kids should come first, but when you take that job, you're responsible for millions and millions of people, so you should be doing it 24/7. He's getting paid well enough for it.
Okay, so he should be available at all times. Do you not think he'd be a good role model for parents generally looking at him, giving their time to their children over a weekend and getting that work-life balance right?
Listen, if he was on the other job, a regular job, 9 to 5, his kids would have to come first. But he's over how many millions? What, 80 to 100 million people in the UK. So he's responsible for decisions that's helping them or hurting them. So he should be there 24/7. I know that's the job.
It's a big ask.
It's the same with the Taoiseach. Simon Harris here is the same. He's 24/7. He's away the whole time working. So
yeah, it's a punishing schedule.
It's a punishing schedule for him, yes. And it's unfortunately for the kids, they might see him, but sure, he knew what he was getting into when he took up politics.
Tony is on the line. He understands this situation. You used to be in a role where you're on 24/7, Tony. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I wasn't the Prime Minister of the UK, but the first time I was in 24/7 was as an engineer, a computer engineer, and that was a regard system that were critical. The customers are 24/7 cover. So you would be on standby 24/7 for a period of time. Now, there are laws that govern that. So literally, the phone rang at 2 o'clock in the morning, you got out of bed and you drove 100 miles or whatever it was, rain, hail, snow or shine. But that's what the customers paid for. Now, I have had jobs where it wasn't that, you know, but there were very short periods of time. Most of my jobs are like that. And then later, as you move up the chain, if you have colleagues who are providing that service, and we provided that service all the time to many, many customers, you have to be also available. And the phone was never switched off or on holidays. And that was the sad part. My wife, who had the patience of a saint, I remember one Italian holiday, I think it was the second day when the phone started to ring, and it was quite the crisis. And I spent most of that lovely Italian holiday on the phone dealing with some interesting stuff But I agree with Carl. Poor old Keir, if you're the Prime Minister of any country, your phone, he has to have a phone with him. He might think he'll be finished at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock on Friday. He won't. And if the phone rings, he'll have to answer it and he'll have to deal with it. And if he's in the UK, he'll have plenty to deal with. So it's lovely. And
you think it's a bit too idealistic?
He's living in Cloud Cuckoo Land. He found out the first Friday that that doesn't work. But Carl's also right with family. You make choices and you have to live with the choices. And when I came out of college, we had depths of recession and you were more interested in having a job to pay the mortgage and put food on the table. So that also, you know, colours your choices. Today we have full employment. So people may have a different attitude, but when recession's bite, and like the last time we had one there, when 500,000 people lose their jobs or near enough that, it changes how people react.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be lovely. It would be absolutely fabulous if we all had 9-to-5 jobs. Though I must admit, when I did have one, I was bored out of my skull.
Yeah, maybe you're not cut out for the 9-to-5. There you go. I'd like to guess, I bring Amanda in here? Amanda's on the line from Dublin. Amanda, do you think that it's interesting that a man has come out and said this? And would it be different if there was a female candidate to come out and say these words?
Hiya. I think what Keir has said is eminently sensible. I don't think that it's an either or. The other thing is that I think that we're assuming that he's talking about the weekend. From what I can hear, it sounds like he's talking about Friday night. I bet he'll be back doing stuff on Saturday and Saturday night and things like that. I really think that we tend to see things in black and white, and I think most things are grey. And if he is very organised, has got a good team, and he's capable of delegation, then I think you can easily do it. It doesn't mean it won't be difficult, but I think you can do it. I think it's really, really important that a man has said it. He seems to me to be somebody who is interested in balance. And one of the things that doesn't seem to have been around in UK politics in the last years has been balance or moderation or even being sensible. And he sounds to me as if he's somebody who, yes, people may think he's not clickbait, he's not full of drama, but he's sensible. And actually, leaders should be sensible.
And would be a wonderful role model when you think about, you know, everyone should have the opportunity to be a good parent once they have children, regardless of their position, I suppose, even if they're running the country.
Well, I think there are lots of different things to that. Firstly, he is giving an example. I mean, you just had in your news there that violence against women is rising at the moment. As a woman and as a mother of girls, you know, I feel very, very lucky to have been brought up in a world where I really do feel that I'm equal. But I was also lucky to have a father and brothers and a mother who and a sister who we all knew that the girls and boys were all equal. And my father, who's 88 now, I doubt he changed a nappy. I doubt he pushed a pram. Mm. It would have been really emasculating to that generation.
Different times.
Different times. And now I think that if you're lucky enough, and what you have to have is a partner, if you're lucky enough to have a partner, who understands that we need equality. And equality means, you know, it means being allowed to make choices, both sexes. It means taking responsibility, both sexes. But it's also to do with giving boys a role model as to how what your role is within the family, within society. And so Keir is giving, I think, a much better role model than some sort of buffoon, sort of bullshitter, you know, full of macho rubbish, which is so anti-female. And we are 51% of the population. So I think this is pretty exciting.
It's very progressive. Joanna Tuffy is a Labour councillor for Lucan. Joanna, as someone who's also a TD and a senator previously, what are your thoughts on this? I'm sure your phone never stops.
Well, I think, you know, sometimes that can be exaggerated because I think my experience is generally, you know, the local residents, you know, constituents, they do respect your work-life balance. And, okay, you do get invited to events and that at the weekends and things like that. But so do residents attend events at the weekend. People, you know, coach football clubs and things like that. So, like, everybody has very busy lives, including at the weekend. You know, so I think your last speaker there, sorry, I missed your name.
Amanda.
Amanda, when Amanda was talking, I actually would agree with much of what Amanda says, that it's not black and white, and the answer is very much somewhere in the middle. And I agree with her, because I listening to your clip and reading the papers there about it, he was very specific that it was to do with Fridays.
Yeah.
You know, and he was basically saying that he, barring exceptional weeks or unless absolutely urgent or for special reasons, he kept the time for his family. Now, I do think that'll be more difficult if he's Prime Minister, you know, but, you know, because definitely you're much more in demand if you're Prime Minister than if you're the Leader of the Opposition. You know, you have very, very specific responsibilities there. But I think what's happened is that the Tories have, because I looked and back in March, they were talking about him not having the stamina, you know, so they were trying to make something of Keir Starmer's age compared to Fionnuala Ritchie. And, you know, they were basically trying to portray him in a particular way. And they've done the same with this particular interview. And it's all about, you know, they're trading blows. It's a bit like what's happening in America with Trump and Biden, where they're trying to exaggerate what they present as a perceived weakness of their opponent. You know, so I do think there's that. Now, on the other hand, you know, like as I was saying there, like, you know, if you're you know, it's not a job. When you're an elected representative, it's an elected office. If you did nothing, you get paid. Or if you work every hour of the day, you get paid. So that's one thing. So you're very much your own boss and your own taskmaster. But like, you are a representative. So if something happens, like if there's a national crisis, a national emergency, if there was an extreme weather event, well, you know, the Prime Minister or the Taoiseach, they have to be available. They have to lead the country in those events. And the same as if you're an elected representative for a constituency and there's a local flood or a local emergency or crisis, you know, people will turn to you at those times, and you're an elected representative. So you can't reduce the role of an elected person to basically the same as an employee who works 9 to 5. That's, you know, that's not the nature of the role. So I think it's important in this debate that we do realise that, you know.
Yeah, I think Keir Starmer has said, you know, of course there will be extreme events where he has to log back in. I think he's willing to be realistic about it. But in general, he's switching off for weekends. Interestingly enough, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has said, and he's known for his punishing work schedule, he said, "I haven't seen the full comments, but what I would say is, what time is it now? Well, I haven't finished at 6 p.m. ever." So quite the contrast there.
Yeah, no, I think probably both sides are wrong in this. I don't believe that Keir Starmer will be able to take that approach so much so now if he's Prime Minister, because, you know, there's a lot happening. I just don't think, and he doesn't seem to be saying that he would switch off for weekends. And I'm absolutely certain that he goes to events in his community at weekends, you know, to be seen. He's doing it now during
for
the
optics.
Election, he's out all of the time. For optics, but also because you're expected and you want to be seen, you want to be part of your community. The chair of the local GA club does switch off at weekends.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And they probably have a job as well. You know, so people who coach football teams. So I think when we debate around this issue, like, it's quite misrepresentative to suggest that, you know, and then there's ordinary workers who work shifts, who work on social hours, who have 0-hour contracts. Like, the job of a politician, they're very well paid and they have huge backup in terms of staffing, you know, particularly someone like a prime minister. So, like, to kind of equate the two in terms of the work-life balance, work-life balance is important. But I think to make it all about politicians, I actually feel that's quite disingenuous.
No, I suppose what people are saying is it's quite unusual for, you know, a future prime minister possibly to come out and say he's going to want his weekends back, because the precedent has been what we're used to is, and if you look at Simon Harris, he doesn't stop over the weekends. He's all over the place. So I suppose that particular position, the person who's running the country is saying, I'm switching off for the weekend. And I think that's interesting in itself, that he's, you know, prioritising family life. Nikki is on the line in Roscommon. Nikki, what's your opinion on this?
I think it's a great thing about what he said personally, I think he's shown and he's taken leadership of the fact that he's a dad as well as he's a politician, and he wants to spend quality time with his children. I think it is about a work-life balance. My husband, for example, is a CTO of an Irish company. He leads the technical direction of that company.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain points of that day where he'll be like, no, I have to be there for my child. I am a dad as well as I am a CTO. And if there is a severe work emergency, like there has been in the past, he was phoned at like 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning. He spent his Saturday fixing the problem. In the same breath, he will be like, no, I need to take my son to the doctors today rather than myself. Because he wants to be involved in his children's life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very important. I think it shows that the children that, hey, by the way, yes, dad is working and dad's got an important job, but you're important too.
Exactly. Yeah. So within reason, they're taking their weekend until they actually need to jump out of it in unusual or
exactly.
extraordinary circumstances. Marcus is on the line in Galway. Marcus is clocking off at 6 p.m. for the Prime Minister on a Friday. A bad thing?
Well, I think if Sunak trusted Johnson had taken his lead on this, the UK mightn't have been in such a bad condition. If they worked less, they probably would have done less damage. So, I think in fairness, it's all these types of sound bites really do overshadow some of the more serious issues that are there. But in fairness, human beings, I mean, they have to prioritise certain things in their lives. They respect the fact that he would, you know, put such a spotlight and focus on, you know, work-life balance and family balance. I mean, obviously, so long as he, you know, the likes of a prime minister and an elected official is there for any crisis scenarios that really need attention, you know, I think it's probably one of the few sensible things I've heard come out of a politician in recent times.
And is it an old-fashioned attitude, do you think, that people should work constantly when they have this big job?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's, I mean, I'm CEO of a company that's actually based in the UK, and we're actually owned by a larger Canadian portfolio company as well. We work remotely, but in fairness, I mean, with the team that I have, I'm always, you know, promoting working smarter rather than longer. I give people flexible hours and stuff like that. Just people can do school runs, you know, work their life around their jobs, not literally to have their jobs are, you know, be the primary focus that eats up into all the rest of their lives. And then the rest of their life is stressed, it's pressured, you know, it's unhappy, it's long hours, and then becomes a resentful scenario against work. I mean, the two can blend quite well hand in hand if managed correctly. And given the sort of environment and the, you know, the times we live in,
mm-hmm.
this clocking in, clocking out on site is, yeah, I mean, we've moved past that in many, many industries.
Absolutely. And our phone and our watch and everything is beeping all the time. So
100%.
I think it's important, regardless of what you do, to be able to be present, as they say, in family life. Marcus, thanks for joining us today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.